Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
You're listening to the H-Train Show.
We want to remind our listeners that the opinions of our show does not necessarily reflect the opinions of MBR. Please keep in mind, this is entertainment for the listener with a sense of humor.
Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced. Freedom cannot. Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested, but not mandatory.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
I don't care if it sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funny.
We're definitely in support of those that serve.
Rock has two words of advice for you. Simply put, get ready.
There's a lot of nonprofit organizations out there.
I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Business can make dreams come true.
The H-Train Show.
On your butt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is a special edition. I know you're probably looking at your watch and the calendar, and you're like, what? The H-Train Show doesn't come on Wednesdays. No, we're doing a special edition because one of my battles that I went to high school with, his wife is up for a voting thing for the magazine. She's going to tell you all about it. And you wouldn't believe it, but what we're going to see if this works or not. But she's not in the studio, but ladies and gentlemen, now, how do you pronounce it? Do you pronounce it Cassie or Casey?
It's Casey.
Casey, all right. Well, yes. Guess what? You are not only the interviewee, but you are also the co-host. So
awesome.
Hopefully you didn't throw up before you got on the show.
Maybe.
Well, I know everybody that is listening to the app, the sound quality is good. I don't know so much about the video because it's almost like science. You have to raise the volume for Sam's and or the broadcasting software that I use. You have to raise the volume for the mixer. I mean, with everything going on, it's crazy. So I don't know. I told you if you wanted to, you could take your cell phone, turn the volume all the way down, and put it. Yeah. And somebody just wrote on Facebook that he could hear you and he could hear me. So that means that
Yay.
We're good. So because of the quarantine in society right now, Corona, you can kiss my ass. All right. Well, with
well,
that
yeah.
being said,
you're fucking hot.
So real quick, tell everybody a little bit about you, Case.
Well, I'm 40 years old. I'm married to a Kokomo fireman. I have three kids. They're 16, 13, and 10. They are in about every sport you can imagine. They're great. I currently work during the day for a title company. It's a local family-owned title company, and it's pretty awesome. I am big into working out and lifting weights. The heavier the workout, the better it is for me. And I honestly don't sit still very well.
You know, so. I have that same issue. I don't really sit still myself. You can ask Jason, especially with football. It's surprising that I was able to kick back then. So now, are you born and raised in Kokomo?
Yes, born and raised here. I graduated from Conoco High School, which is in Bunker Hill, Indiana.
Okay.
So, Conoco and Northwestern were kind of big rivals back then.
Okay, all right.
But, yep, I'm born and raised here. my family, we all still live in Kokomo, so it's pretty cool.
Awesome. Now, if anybody was wondering, not only are we streaming on all four platforms, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch, but we're also streaming online on the radio app as well. And believe it or not, Casey is not in Colorado. Casey is she is on the call with me. I have had a couple of people text me. Is she in the studio? No, it's just a good sound quality through Apple and the mixer. So, but this is something new. I hadn't tried it yet. But before we go any further, let me introduce everybody that's just tuning in so that they kind of know what the H-Train show is all about. Normally, we come on every Monday from 6 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we interview nonprofits that make less than $85,000 a year in admin cost. And I was going to have Casey on, and she told me today, well, the voting stops tonight. She's going to get more into explaining what the whole voting thing is, how she got involved in it, and I don't know, maybe we might be lucky and she has some pictures she could send and we can see some more of this ink artwork, because from what we have on the video right now, how many tattoos you got?
10 and counting.
10 and counting. Okay. All right. So the one that you're showing in this picture that we're posting the video, I'm guessing that you have more tattoos. While we're doing like the music break and stuff like that, make sure you take a couple of pictures of those. And you can send those through my messenger, and I can pop those on the video so that people can see all the art. Because I'm like you. I love getting tattoos. They're just so expensive. I don't know why, but they're just so expensive. And the safer the tattoo, the more expensive it is.
Yes. I'm just blessed because I have an amazing tattoo artist.
I need to find a friend that is a tattoo artist.
Well, they are expensive, but just remember, you get what you pay for. Yeah. And if you want good quality, sharp lines, you're better off going a little bit more.
Right, right, exactly. No, I totally get it. Okay, so, you know, I had this, this whole, because I've never done this before, I just wanted to get you on here so that we could get you some votes and stuff.
So, absolutely.
So kind of tell everybody, you know, the vote process.
Well, the vote process is pretty easy. You can do it through Facebook. I have a link on Facebook. All you do is you click on it, and it takes you right to the page where you can click on free voting. You can vote once. You can vote once every 24 hours. This round right now is the quarterfinalist round. There are 9 girls in my group, and I would need to be in first place to move on. So basically, the more votes I get by 11 p.m. tomorrow night is when this round ends. The more votes I can get, and the quicker I can get to first place, the quicker I can advance to the next level.
Okay. All right, perfect. And just so everybody knows, I'm going to make sure that, now that I said that, I'm just going to make sure of it. We do have the phone lines open, so if you want to text in or call in and you have some questions for Casey, feel free to do that. That phone number is 720-619 0627 or 0MBR. If you don't know and you forgot, the link is on the video, but people that are listening on the app, because we've got several people listening on the app right now. If you don't know the link is, gosh, I can't even read my own handwriting sometimes. It is the cover.inkedmag.com/2020/Casey Braden. And, you know, if I just confuse you, just send us a message on Facebook. Like I said, I can't read my own handwriting, but if you're listening via Twitch or YouTube, you'll be able to see it clear as day. Well, at least I think it's clear as day. I don't know about that. So we are this show. It's only going to be an hour, but we just wanted to get on here to introduce you a little bit to Casey and tell you why she's important, why Jason is so important. You know, first responders, I will say this before we go to a music break. Casey, so many times when I go out with my wife and we go like to dinner or something, I don't know how many times somebody comes up to me and says, hey, thank you for your service. I'm sure that there's people that come up to Jason and say, hey, thank you for your service. But I don't know if they take an account for the spouses or for the kids that deal with what you guys go through. You know, you hear, you hear sirens, you hear about a burning building, and I'm sure that your heart kind of stops, because, you know, even though he's went so many times, you're probably thinking to yourself, well, I don't know if he's okay. You know, I'm just praying and I'm hoping that he's trained very well and he's sufficient with his job that he'll be able to come, because firefighters and police officers, I have the utmost respect for them because they deploy daily.
Yes, thank you.
And I feel like the spouse and the kids, you guys deploy daily. So that's just how I feel.
Thank you. And
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, you are absolutely right. My heart drops every time I hear a siren. I mean, it doesn't matter if he's working or not.
Right. Well, because you know what the spouses go through, especially, you know, if they have kids. So it's a huge thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go on our first music break, and don't kill the messenger. If you don't like the music, blame it on Casey, because she's the one that picked it, because everybody tells me that I have lousy music. So keep on listening. You are listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the Ace Train Show. When we come back, you'll hear about this contest and what if she wins. Where do we go from there?
Hey, this is Crow, the creator and lead singer of the band Alien Space Debris, and you're listening to the Ace Train Show.
Okay, and we are back. You're listening to the H-Train Show right here on the MBR app. And I'm trying to find out. Hold on a second. Why? There we go. Are you? Oh, that's why. You still there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, awesome. Okay. So, you know, there's going to be bugs since this is the first time I've ever did this before. So, everybody, we are back once again. like I said, and you're listening to the H-Train Show and with our special guest, Casey Braden. She is on the verge of this contest that we're trying to rack some votes for her. And so while I load these pictures that she sent me, and I got to be honest with you, some of these pictures that she sent me, well, I don't see the one that I went ouch to, so I'm still waiting for that one. But she's going to tell us a little bit about why she got involved with the whole contest in the first place. And she's going to tell us where do we go from here if she wins, and where do we go from here if she doesn't make the vote. And I'm going to shut up now and let her tell you about the whole thing. So go ahead, Casey.
Well, to start with the contest is for Inc. Magazine's cover search model for 2020. And what happens is you submit your application and they actually have to accept you. Once you're accepted, then the voting starts, and it's all public voting. So all of you get to vote for who you feel you want to be on the cover of Inked Magazine. So far, I've made it to what's called the quarter finalist round. I have to be in first place in order to go on to the next round, which this round ends tomorrow night at 11 p.m. And the way the voting works for that is you can visit my link, you can get on, you can vote once every 24 hours, and yes, it will tell you if you have an hour left. It keeps track of your votes. The contest itself has been a lot of fun. It's been quite the experience so far. The reason that I started this journey it was kind of one of those things where I text my husband and I said, "What do you think?" He was like, "You should go for it."
Well, yes. Especially since you have so much ink, he was telling me that you got a bunch of tattoos, so why not?
Absolutely, and my tattoos are my story. Each one has a very special meaning. Each one is in a certain place for a reason.
Okay.
And so when I started my journey with my tattoos, it was a way of healing at first. Anyone that's gone through bullying any point in their life, or anxiety or depression, or just basically self-doubt, starting to believe those things that you've always been told. I had found a gym, and that's what started my journey as pulling myself out. And so as I've come to this point in my life where I'm very comfortable, I'm extremely happy, and when you can say that you love yourself, that is a huge accomplishment in itself. And so I started getting tattoos as another part of my journey as far as healing myself from all of the things that I've been through. And between that and I work out every day, those things brought me to where I am now, along with my husband, who has been my absolute backbone through everything that we've been through. He's been my biggest fan and my biggest supporter. So me doing this contest was kind of a way of proving to myself that all of the work that I have put in, all of the pain that I have gone through and the things that I have done, it's another way of showing that you can accomplish anything no matter how old you are. And you can conquer and overcome anything that's been in your path. I know some people say, well, what about those dark days? Well, I've been there. I know what those dark days are like.
Right.
You can still pull through. I promise you. And the one thing that I have learned that's been huge for me is telling my story about my tattoos has been not only another healing process for myself, but I found that it's touched many others and given them hope. And in that itself, I've already won. That's one of the most rewarding things I've gotten, and that means the most to me.
Okay. So, if you're just now tuning in, folks, just giving you a heads up, and she's still sending me pictures.
You wanted one of the ones you said,
yes,
out.
Yes. Well, definitely. Yeah. But all my listeners, if you are tuning in right now, and you can see on the video as well. The picture that we're showing is the football picture. I'm not too sure. Is the tattoo on the belly button? Talk us through that. Like, what's the story on the tattoo that you're presenting with a football jersey on?
Okay, well, you'd have to pick which one, because there's. There's one on my right hip, and there's one down my entire left side.
Okay.
But I can start with the one on my right hip.
Yeah, let's start with the one that we're showing on the video right now.
Okay. The one on my right hip says, the pain that you feel today is the strength that you feel tomorrow. And there is a little orange butterfly, which I recently had just posted in regards to this one, because this one was not an easy one to talk about. But I will tell you what it all means. The wording I had found when I was starting to go through some pretty tough times, I had just been... I just recently had gone through some testing for multiple sclerosis.
Oh, wow.
MS. And that saying had brought me a long way. It took me a long time to get that tattooed and actually face the fact that it was real. The orange butterfly, orange is for multiple sclerosis awareness.
Okay.
One of my favorite colors, too, so it's awesome. The butterfly has a lot of significance to it and its meaning. It symbolizes, like, coming out and just basically freedom. I actually did a lot of research on my tattoos and their meanings. Let me see here. I'll read you
okay.
What I have here.
Yeah, I saw one that you had a saying on it.
Yes. There is... let me find that picture for you. Yeah, there is a whole meaning behind... basically, the saying goes along with anyone who's has an autoimmune disease, you're in pain all the time. You feel it. But the way I took this saying with my tattoo was, all the pain that I'm going through today, I'm going to use that as my strength and fire to push through tomorrow.
Okay.
So
kind of like the saying that I always say, you know, when me and your husband was in football, we had a coach that he gave us this quote that we always use, tough times don't last, tough people do.
Yes.
So it's kind of the same thing, but kind of described in a different way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The butterfly, the meaning of that was letting go of your limitations and freeing yourself to express your own beauty within. So kind of like being reborn.
Okay.
So it taking that and putting it into a tattoo helped me to basically be reborn.
Yeah, kind of reminds yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's great. Now we're as you're talking, and you know, I don't know if you're the same way, but I literally cannot do two things at the same time. I'm surprised I can chew gum sometimes at the same time. But what we're getting ready to do now is we've showed the one video or the one picture of you standing in the football the football uniform. Now we're getting ready to send the other picture, and I'm trying to find. We'll do this. Well, you already talked about the butterfly one, so let's show that tattoo. And you know, remember, folks, the voting. You said the voting stopped tonight at 11 o'clock or tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
Tomorrow night at 11 o'clock.
Okay, all right. So now we're showing the tattoo of the butterfly. I can read it now. The pain you feel today is the strength that you have tomorrow. So. You kind of told us a little bit about that. Let me look for the other one that you had already told us about. While I'm doing that, if there's anything else that you want to share, you're more than welcome to. I'm looking for now you said this was the football jersey with you kind of like laying on your back. Like hunchback, I don't know what you want to call it, lunging, or I mean that right there. I'm telling you that would probably be your definite winner for the magazine if you do that. That's something that I would see on an ink magazine, to be honest with you. But we're gonna show everybody that, and
okay.
If you get, like, texts or emails from a bunch of horn dogs or whatever, you and Jason can't get upset with me.
You're fine. I sent them to you. They're approved.
So there you go. This picture with on your the side and the leg now. Did you already explain that a little bit?
Okay, the one down my left side,
yes.
And I've actually not talked about this one yet.
Okay.
So the first one I got for my MS was the one I told you on my right hip. Well, my entire left side is done. As you can see, literally from just below your armpit all the way down to the middle of my left leg, and there's some on the back.
Okay.
When I found out I was diagnosed with MS, I also found out that I am now officially close to about 70-75% numb on my entire left side.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I know. Hey, I know how that feels. I'm paralyzed on my left side. We're twins now.
Yay! Now, mine affects, like, from the head down, which is really kind of funny because I lift heavy weights.
Okay.
So it doesn't stop me. So with that being said, it was a place for me that was kind of dark. I was mad at what my body had decided to do and go through and put me through. So my tattoo artist, being the amazing tattoo artist he is, created a beautiful floral. It's like growing my own garden, but I don't have a green thumb, but this one I think I can do pretty well.
Okay.
So he created that as a way to beautify a part of me that I was furious with. And so the point of that is the main reason, and they're all different flowers. So it's one of those things where I didn't want one flower or one type. I wanted it to be all sorts of beauty. So he did an amazing job. I couldn't be happier with it.
Now, if you want to give your tattoo artist in the shop a little bit of love and a shout out, you're more than welcome to do that.
Absolutely. His name is Bradley Pierce, and he is from Kokomo, Indiana, and he works at Bohemian Tattoo. He is actually very well known all over. He goes to all sorts of shows. He's award-winning. We've known each other since we were in high school. He's an all-around great guy. But he does an amazing job. I've never met anyone that can take the ideas and reasons for something you have and totally blow it out of the water, and it's always more than what I expected.
Okay.
Always. He does a phenomenal job.
Now, for those that live in the area, because we've got some that have tuned in from Kokomo.
Okay.
So the ones that have just tuned in, remind everybody what school, since you was born and raised in Kokomo, what school did you come from? And if it wasn't Northwestern, I'd be embarrassed too. But I'm just saying that.
Ha ha. I graduated from Oconoqua High School.
Okay.
Yes. And yes, my husband graduated from Northwestern.
Yes. Yes, the only school that matters. Me and Jason would both agree on that.
Okay. I hear you.
All right, so let's take a look at this next one. This next tattoo. Now, is that the one like on a belly button? I can't.
That's a belly button ring.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll just shut up and you tell me. Explain the story about this, or if you've already explained the story, then I'll move on, because you've got a few tattoos.
Oh, just a couple. Okay, so the chest tattoo, it's actually quite bigger. I just couldn't find a picture fast enough to send to you.
Okay.
The chest tattoo, the story behind that one is I had gone through quite a bit of bullying as a young kid up until, I mean, even the age I am now. And it had completely broke me and made me, basically, I just didn't like myself. And it took a long time to come out of that. And basically, the reason for that tattoo was my heart was completely broken for so long that I wanted a reminder that I was so beautiful inside and out. So I had that tattoo, and the tattoo goes up the chest a little bit and then all around both sides, and it has a big peony flower in the middle of it. And the reason behind that is to make another broken part of me more beautiful. It goes over my left side, so to cover my heart. So it just kind of, in general, the center location is your chest piece. That covered me from head to toe, basically. Just a reminder that no matter what you've gone through, you're beautiful inside and out. And for me, this was a way to make myself see that.
Awesome. Well, I think that's great. What we're going to do now is we're actually going to go on another music break. So whatever you do, stay with us, because when we come back off this music break, we're going to show you the owl pictures. She's going to tell that story, and then she's going to explain one last time what's next. And she's going to explain how to vote And, you know, we're just going to regenerate on that a little bit. So, whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the AIDS Train Show.
Hey, I'm Matt.
I'm Carrie Keeney.
And we're co-directors of Helping Heroes Fly. And you're listening to the AIDS Train Show.
All right, and we are back, and if you missed it, it's a special edition of the H Train Show, the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. But today, it's a little bit special. You know, me, myself, I don't know about you listeners, but I'm definitely an ink lover, and she's got some great pictures. I gotta ask you this, Casey. These pictures that you've sent me all, especially like the ouch pictures.
Yeah.
Did you? Well, I'm sure you. Who took these pictures? The ones with the camera. I know that you took those pictures. You know, but
right.
I do have to commend you. That for some reason, I don't know why, but people in today's society, they seem to have to take a selfie in the bathroom. They can never find another room, and you actually, it looks like you found a living room or a bedroom because there's not a sink or whatever showing. So I have to commend you for the originalist on that.
Well, thanks.
But we're gonna show this next picture. It is the picture of her and the ouch. The
what?
Yeah, big time. What is? Oh my gosh, that just hurts thinking about. All right, so tell the story, and you gotta tell me how many hours did this tattoo. Because I know you felt this one.
The one on my spine? Yeah, it is from my neck all the way down. And you're not going to believe this, but it took 3.5 hours.
No way.
Yes. That's because I sat still.
I can't feel on my left side. And when I don't know if you can see it or not. But so this is mine, and this thing took almost like 5 hours. And he sat there, and he's like, "Well, this is easy." He's like drawing on it like a crayon, like ripping it, you know, because I couldn't feel it. He's like, "You can't feel it?" "No, I can't feel that." And he's like, "Okay, you know," and it was like all rubbing and all red and stuff. And it finally got, you know, it's a nice tattoo.
And, yeah.
You know, and he didn't charge very much at all for that, but still, you know.
He felt bad you were in pain.
But it took 5 hours. This only took him 3 hours?
For my spine, yeah.
Holy crap. Okay, now, how tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
Okay, so you're 5'5". Okay. 3 hours. Dang. That's actually pretty fast. Okay, so that's one of the ouch pictures. Everybody, get ready. We're gonna show the next ouch picture. Where is it? There we go. Now you gotta tell me. Now was this painful? This picture right here.
The lower back.
The lower back. Yes.
No.
Okay. And just so you know, everybody, like, she can hear me, but she can't really see. She's waiting until the picture comes up, and there's a little bit of a delay on the radio. You know, go figure.
There we go.
You know, a little bit of a delay.
It's all right. Actually, no. The only part of my spine that hurt was my neck.
Really?
The very top, yes.
Okay, so now this tattoo, how many hours did this take?
The bottom part of my spine?
Yeah.
The entire spine itself was only 3.5 hours.
Oh, the entire? Holy crap!
All right.
Wow. Okay. All right. That's crazy. Okay.
Yeah. That's what happens when you can't film part of it.
People are saying, screw her. Yeah.
Right.
All right. So those are the pictures, everybody. If I didn't already say it, congratulations getting past the first, you know, the first... the first part of the voting, because I'm sure that was kind of nerve wracking, and now you're having to buy people like lunch and dinners and stuff when it comes to voting. Now let's talk about this voting. Now if you win, because I don't know if we fully went into it, what's next for you? You told me off air, but I don't think you told everybody. And if you don't feel comfortable, then just say you don't really feel comfortable. But you win a little bit of prize cash, and
yes.
You win your front picture is going to be on the magazine, correct?
Yes. It'll be the cover shoot for that month.
That's awesome. And if you win, you've got to autograph it and send it to me, okay?
You got it.
Now, buying votes. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, you can actually buy votes. Right now, you can do what they call 2-for-1. It goes to a foundation called Music Cares. Basically, it goes to help musicians back from like 1993 and forward. Rather it be for any situation as far as, you know, if they're in need, if they're going through addiction and recovery, it goes through all kinds of things for the foundation.
Okay. All right. Well, that's amazing. It sounds like not only a great contest, sounds like a lot of fun. Now with this contest, have you met some unique? Well, I know you met me, but Jason's known me for a long time, and since I don't live in Kokomo, it's probably the reason why you haven't met me. But people that matter, have you met some new people? Has this contest kind of took you out of your shell a little bit?
I think it completely cracked my shell.
Okay.
It's been very eye-opening and heartwarming all at the same time. You asked if I've met anyone important. If you're asking about anyone famous, no, I have not.
No, I haven't met anybody famous either.
Yeah.
No, I'm just talking about just like, you know, people in general. Like you go into the grocery store and somebody comes up and they're like, oh my gosh, I've seen you, blah, blah, blah. Has that happened to you yet?
Yes, it has.
Okay.
I've met some people, just going to a grocery store or getting gas, and they'll look at me and then take a second look and be like, you're that girl from Kokomo running for that magazine, right? With ink? So it's been fun. There's been some fun run-ins.
Okay. All right.
But I do have to say, though, too, that kind of starting the whole process, I was able to rekindle old friendships with people I haven't seen since high school, new friends and old friends, and it's been really neat just to see the different changes in people and hearing some of the things and also hearing how coming out of my shell and talking about my situation, what I've been through and going, how it's helped them with hope. So it's been really neat.
Okay. All right. Well, this is the last question that I have for you, and this is what we call your time to shine. All right. Well, you know, we've been on for about an hour. We've shared your tattoo pictures. We've cracked some jokes. We've talked about what the whole contest is about, and you know where you're headed to if you win, and if you're headed to lose, and you know, we talked a little bit about your new celebrity status. You know, maybe I didn't ask the right question or set you up to write the answer, and there's something that you really want to get off of your chest during this interview, and I hope you had a lot of fun, Casey. This is the time. This is your two-minute platform to add to the show whatever you would like. The listeners out there, the voters out there, add anything that you want.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for taking the time tonight to do this. I really appreciate it. The only thing I can think of to add is the main reason that I started this contest was to just be able to bring hope to just one person. I've more than succeeded that, and I've won that in so many different ways. Even brought more hope to myself. And for that, I'm grateful for everyone that has helped me through to even get to this final round, the quarterfinalist round. I know that given the chance, I can do great things with this. If I were to win this with all of your help, there is a very huge and near dear program to my heart that part of the proceeds would go to. And that is a program that my husband and all of his friends at the fire department are helping with. And it's to help first responders. It's called CISN, Critical Incident Stress Management. It's a huge program. Part of the proceeds will go to helping my husband and the other firemen, and to just be able to help more first responders. We all know that they need that. But with your help, I can not only do that, but I can show my children and hopefully their friends that no matter what they're going through, they can always succeed no matter what age they are, and they can go after their dreams.
Fabulous, fabulous. And right now you're in position 8, right?
I keep bouncing from 8 to 9, so
Where are you right now? Since we've been on the air for an hour and people have voted. Now, does it change instantly, or do you find out tomorrow if you've moved since we've been on the air?
Well, actually, I can see where I'm at, and I'm still currently in 9th place.
What?
So I know I'm still there.
Okay.
But there's always, we always have until tomorrow. I've seen crazier things happen.
Oh, yeah, I've seen crazier things happen too, let me tell you.
I'm sure.
Really crazy stuff, especially in like hospitals and stuff. Okay, so when you vote, can you only vote one time?
You can vote one time, the free votes, one time every 24 hours, and yes, they keep track. Unless you vote your free vote, you can also go back in and vote with Music Care votes. So you can buy extra votes.
Okay. So, I tell you what we're going to do, okay? And we don't do this for everybody. Oh, they want... just so you know, MBR, we're going to buy a few votes, especially since you said that it goes to a nonprofit that helps with the fire department, with the basically PTSD and stuff like that. We're really big supporters in that, so we're gonna buy a couple votes for you, and hopefully we can get you out of that number 9 spot. Come on, people! The link is up here. You can just click the link, vote. Let's do this. Let's help Casey. Casey, thank you so much for being on the show. I hope you enjoy yourself. Stay with me. I'll talk to you on the other side. For everybody else, it's that time. Yes, that is the show for us today. Thank you for listening. If you didn't hear the show, that's all right. You can check the show. You can check for this show right after we get done with the show tonight. It's going to be available on podcast. Listen to us again and again. And, of course, the music stopped. Remember, you can listen to us again and again. The podcast and the radio show is available right after we get off air tonight. And remember, we're here for you, not for us, giving our veterans a voice.